been looking into the details surrounding the acquisition of the Buffalo News by Lee Enterprises, and you have some history about Lee. What can you tell us about that organization?
Lee is a fairly large national chain. They have a history of taking over papers and downsizing their operations, including cuts in the newsroom, which means cuts in reporters. But they have a reputation, as far as I can tell, of being more responsible than a lot of the other chains, and certainly more responsible than hedge funds that are buying up newspapers now, which tend to just gut news operations, to just kind of strip mine them of anything of value.
Yeah, and let's talk about when you were hired in 86, it was quite a different newsroom.
Yeah, it was 200, 225 journalists. The latest headcounts I've seen, they're under 100, maybe as low as 85. You know, circulation is way down. Back in the day, it was over 300,000 daily. It's below 100,000 now. Profits, which used to be $1 million a week, are much more modest now. So the paper financially and otherwise has seen better days.
Whenever there's a sale like this, we're always thinking about the people who work there. You helped negotiate 8 contracts for the Guild there. There is a current contract in place now.
It's a good contract. The news offers its newsroom employees and other Guild members, you know, health insurance that's largely paid for by the employer. They've still got a pension. I think it's noteworthy that Lee agreed to assume its labor contracts, which newspaper chains sometimes don't do. It's called an asset sale, where they don't assume the contracts. I think the fact that they've agreed to honor the Guild's contract is a hopeful sign. You know, I think the bottom line here is that it's rarely, if ever, a good thing for a chain to buy a newspaper, because newsroom cuts almost inevitably follow. And I think you can probably expect that here.
A lot of people follow what Warren Buffett does, and this means that he's gotten out of this industry altogether.
I think the ripple effect is it's a tsunami, and it started long before Warren Buffett decided to get out. Buffett has long said that he will stay in the newspaper business as long as it's a profitable business. But a year or two ago, he declared that newspapers were, quote, toast, unquote. And so I don't find it surprising that he's decided to bail on all his newspaper holdings.
How does this impact the average Buffalo News subscriber?
In the short run, it's not. And to the extent there is consolidation on the business side of the operation, that's not gonna affect readers. I think it's more of a long-range proposition. And my understanding is the current management team at the news will stay in place. So people are going to have to kind of wait and see. But again, you know, the history is that newspaper or newsroom staffs get cut. And the way that impacts readers is that there's less coverage, and there's less accountability journalism. Boys, in this town, in particular, we need more journalists and more accountability, not less.
That's exactly the reason why Investigative Post started.
Yep, you got it. Because there's a growing void in terms of the practice of investigative journalism.
Thank you, Jim Heaney. Thank you very much for talking with us about the acquisition of the Buffalo News by Lee Enterprises.